Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I got some bets down on ball versus ball. You know why, Ranger? Because I hit a parlay. Hit a same game parlay yesterday. $10 on the Packers game on like four different outcomes, and they all came through. I turned around and made three bets on tonight's Bulls game. That's what I did. Three different $50 bets on FanDuel on tonight's Bulls game.
Gotta let it ride, baby.
You guys know me. What did I do? What did I bet?
First basket.
Who?
Vucevic, mid-range.
There you go. Get him going.
No.
Nope.
Lonzo. First basket, Lonzo. I bet one on each team. So?
So the other Lonzo.
What's his name?
Lonzo 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Lonzo 2.
Lichello?
My God.
Isn't that his name?
Lichello.
There's a Leangelo.
There's Leangelo. This is
That's close.
LaMelo.
Ah.
LaMelo.
Yeah.
Right,
well.
Crowd making noise as ball on ball starts the night, and LaMelo gets his own rebound and slings it back out.
Nope.
Do you realize what you've just done? You just cost me $25,000, Holly.
Dude, what kind of hoops junkie?
LaMelo Yellow.
Are you on hoops right now? Is that what it is? The problem is you're on hoops right now.
The proper hoops junkie is never not on hoops.
Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
The other Lonzo. What's his name? Lichello?
Lichello?
My God.
Uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I mean, I got to assume that Lichello is what they call it in France, right? Or Spain, for that matter. I guess Lichello. But either way...
Hot start there.
Thanks, buddy. either way, I didn't hit the bet.
Redirect.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, it's not going to work with one ear on, one ear off. It's just not. I don't feel good. I'm out of sorts here. It's like I got to have to put both ears back on. There we go. Much, much better. Okay. Woo! Regroup. I didn't hit the bet. I heard that was much topic of conversation last night. Producers' night at the suite over at the United Center. Saw the picture of you guys. You looked so happy to be together and be there enjoying yourselves.
What does that mean? When's that laugh?
No, it just you especially. You put on a look, Tanny. I think it's just your super cool kind of understated hip-hop loving. Like, I'm just a little bit too awesome for the picture vibe that you give off there.
All right. That's one man's opinion. The other opinion would be Mitch was taking the picture. So there's a little bit of waiting.
Yeah, and then you wait. He doesn't tell you when he's taking it. So
really?
you're stumbling a little bit, like, to try to get in position. And then he takes one picture.
Mm.
To explain Mr. New Kids on the Block over here on the corner of the photo.
Like I'm in the most awkward position because I was like mid-crouch, like just getting down there, and then he snaps it. All right, I took it.
And that's that.
Yeah.
You've got one chance to get it right. That's all he gives you.
Guy does not have daughters. For sure. Neither do I.
Well,
but.
as far as you know. Mitch clearly got in the way of getting a good picture out of that. But you guys all have a good time. Big night at the UC. Big game. Did you last all the way to the third quarter? That's what inquiring minds want to know.
We left with like 4 minutes left in the game.
Wow, well
just to,
done.
Just to beat the traffic.
Well
in the
done.
Parking lot. Yeah.
Well done.
It was well over by then.
Yes. And you saw a good game and an exciting place.
Did we see it though, Tanny?
You know, when you're just appreciating all the things that the producer suite provides to you, you're not really locked into every possession like a Rick Camp, who's front row center of the seats, outside of the suite. We like to mingle inside of the suite.
Wait, was Campy sitting in the right suite? That's a win.
He made it to the right suite.
That's good.
I'll say I enjoyed watching Campy watch the game more than I enjoyed watching the game.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Was he charting anything?
No, but he was. He was definitely like regretting the props that he didn't make. Like four of them hit, and he's like sitting there next to me. Oh, I should have made that one. I hate when that happens.
Oh, man.
I knew he was going to have more than 1.5 threes.
That's going to lead to some emotional eating and a terrific episode of the I'm Fat podcast. Yeah. That's just how that's going to play out. It was fun to watch. It was really fun to watch and fun to listen to those guys after. And we will certainly play some audio of Vooch later on and talk about that later on. And Adam Amin will talk Bulls with us at 3 o'clock. But I want to start with the baseball because the Javier Baez signing, we did not have that market right. And people who I had spoken to did not have that market right. Now, he had a resurgence there with the Mets. But, man, to get this money, it tells you a lot of things about the state of the market in Major League Baseball for the shortstops and really for all the teams. The three shortstops who've signed have all gotten more than $50 million over the Fangraphs projections that were made. They've gotten way, way, way more paid. All of them. So I would not want to pay that much that long for Javi Baez. I thought that he might be a good fit to come back to the Cubs. I thought the market would not materialize like this for him. But on this one, the Cubs were smart to get what they could for him. And good for him for getting paid like that. I am very surprised. But I'm thinking about all of what we're learning here from these deals, from the frenzy that is going on. And it continues to happen right now through midnight. The organizational willingness to overpay as you build a team for the Tigers. And for the Rangers investing like they are on the front end of a rebuild to jumpstart themselves with immediate returns when they probably won't be competitive in a very active division. Yes, they have a new stadium to fill and long-term ramifications of paying Seager and Seaman as much as they are, and they're going to have to keep doing some more. There is no way you can sit down and cry poor as an MLB owner starting tomorrow. You can't. You absolutely cannot. You have to admit that you're in a $10 billion business and find equitable ways of splitting the stuff. You can't just turn on a dime, and not all the owners are happy. This is just true. You know, not all the owners are happy that, you know, that Texas is turning back into what they were when Tom Hicks was there and they bought A-Rod a couple of times. You know, not everybody's happy. Not all the owners are happy that Steve Cohen is even in the league. Several of the owners who are more spendthrifty as businessmen from that perspective did not want Steve Cohen in this league. And look what he's doing. He's spending like a crazy-ass hobbyist. He's a rich hobbyist. I like that guy, rich hobbyist. And he's getting it done, doing what Mets fans are dreaming of and having some fun playing with his millions. And it's great for him and great for Mets fans. But there are owners who hate it because it makes them look cheap. And you know who I'm talking about. Because we're living it. We're living it in this town right now. So it's all so weird to be happening right now this way on the eve of the labor conversation. Because, man, there is crazy, crazy money going around. For Javi Baez, though, that is generational wealth assured if you save decently. Remember these guys. We have like grown as viewers, as fans, as analysts, watching these guys and the stories of their lives from a kid in Puerto Rico to high school in Florida when he and his buddy Lindor were friendly there and played against each other, and then all the way through and everything that he's learning, you get finally get this chance at a payday. Think about everything you've known about Javi and that entire arc that you've watched. And now he gets the guarantee of $140 million with $160 possible. What a score. What a score for that guy. A transcendent, enjoyable, electric player who I happen to think is not going to age very gracefully. I don't think that contract after the first two or three seasons is going to look very good. Javi swings very hard. He plays very hard. I'm worried about the body holding up. And if the body doesn't hold up and the speed tapers a little bit and the El Mago-ness tapers a little bit, as it will naturally with age, his OBP skills, his K-rate skills are not going to help a whole lot as he ages. But, you know, the Tigers will get a few years of the enjoyable excitement, and the defense will be there. And for him, he gets the massive wealth. And for the owners, you just can't pretend that you're not doing well. You clearly are doing very, very, very well. When we come back, what can you learn from hearing from the new guy? The new guy said something in kind of a very casual reveal that is worth hearing. We'll do that next. It's Spiegel Solo on Parker and the Spiegel right here on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lurie.
Still processing a three-year contract for Leury Garcia. Nice guy. Good utility player. 3 years? Did you need to give him 3 years? Man, it's just, it's a very loyalty-based family business. It is. And people get rewarded, people get punished and removed, and sometimes things are done that are fine, that it's fine to do, but it's not really the best that the team can do. He can't be the opening day second baseman for the Chicago White Sox. He can't be. Maybe if he's going to be, you're going to reward him for an opening day start and then he regresses back into the utility role, You know, so it's the predominant. There's no way that Lurie Garcia should have the most innings at second base for the Chicago White Sox in 2022. But he might. He might. Either way, it looks like you'll be sitting on that as a concept between now and when the lockout is over. So enjoy that. Add it into the stasis of inactivity that we'll all experience starting at midnight tonight when baseball inactivity hits. It's the Parkins and Spiegel Show. It's Spieg Solo here on 670 The Score. And I promise you, the whole day is not going to be hit and run. It's not. Adam Amin at the top of the hour on the Bulls and the Bears. Lots of stuff to get to. But Kendall Graveman spoke today. The White Sox new reliever spoke today. And we're going to walk through a couple of things that he talked about here, because mixed in was sort of a casual reveal that I think we all knew. But he was told directly that explained some things. So Chris Tannehill, Shane Reardon, Matt Spiegel, we are your Parkins and Spiegel today. Tanny, should we start there? Should we start with that item as he was talked to about coming to the White Sox, interested in being here? The White Sox pursued him, and he was told pretty clearly what the, you know, what the roles are in the bullpen.
The conversation was for Liam to throw the ninth. I mean, he's proven that he's the best reliever in baseball, and he's numbers and years of experience to back it up. And I told them whatever they see fit for me before that ninth inning is when I'll be available to pitch. So conversation was help bridge the gap to get to Liam, and I don't know what that looks like. I know different organizations run it differently. Some do a standard 7-8-9. Some do more of a pocket closer. So maybe it's one of those situations. I'm not totally certain, but I know it'll be the back end of the game.
Did they their ideas about Craig Kimbrel, and what is your respect level for Kimbrel?
They did not.
I hadn't heard that. That's awesome. They did not. They did not. Folks, they've been trying to trade Craig Kimbrel. He's not going to get the ninth inning. He's not going to get the eighth or the seventh or the sixth. I don't know what they're going to get for him when the whole world knows that that you are trying to launch him. But we talked to John Paul Morosi yesterday, who said that they're kind of waiting for Raisel Iglesias to go somewhere. So whichever team loses out on Raisel Iglesias will probably come calling to the White Sox for Craig Kimbrel at that point and his 1 year and $16 million. But there it is. Liam's going to pitch the ninth. I like that they were clear and transparent with young Kendall Graveman. He's not that young, actually. But, you know, this is what the gig is. And I believe him when he says he doesn't care where he's going to pitch. That guy, I believe. He got a lot of saves in Seattle, but I really, you know, he didn't in Houston, but happily did that. A little more from Kendall Graveman on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the beginning in my time in Seattle, I wasn't closing. I was kind of doing a little bit of everything, and then I went to kind of throwing the ninth, and then I went to setting up when I got back to Houston. So to me, I think it was a benefit to be able to do all of those roles in 1 year. And I told the White Sox when they were talking to me, and I told Houston and I told Seattle that I am trying to get three outs or four outs or five outs, whenever my name is called. And I have no ego in this game. I could care about personal stats. I want to help a baseball team win. And Jesse, honestly, that's who I am. And if I throw the eighth, if I throw the seventh, if there's a big situation in the sixth and Tony needs me, I'll be available. I'll be ready. I told Dusty that, and I told Scott Service the same thing, that I have no ego. You're not going to lose me one way or the other. When you put the ball in my hand, my job is to go get out. So it changes. I don't think – I just lost the feel for the changeup for a little bit there in the middle of the season. That's why I didn't use that pitch. I just had to go to a different pitch, but I also learned how to spin it a little more in the middle of the season and also was mixing in some more four seams. So I kind of went away. That's the reason I didn't throw the changeup for a long time, but – to have conviction in that moment was the right pitch. It still has to come down and able to make a pitch.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And what I find myself thinking about is how the Seattle Mariners players felt about Kendall Graveman. When Jerry DePoto traded Kendall Graveman from Seattle to Houston in the, you know, just before the deadline, and they ended up retooling and making a mad dash towards the playoffs at the end of the year, And it was really fun. But at the time, the players were so furious that Graveman was gone. And part of the reason they were furious was that he was excellent and he was being dominant in the ninth inning for them, but also because they loved that dude because he exemplified what that team was about or what they had believed they were about, which is like everybody doing whatever the hell we got to do to win. And he happened to be the ninth inning guy, but he was cool to do whatever. And you can hear that. You can hear why Graveman was beloved and will probably be beloved as a teammate in his new place as well. He was recruited. He was recruited. Who was recruiting him? Who was among the leaders reaching out to Kendall Graveman?
Yeah, I reached out to Lynn and just talked to him. Had a great conversation. I talked to Dallas Keuchel, just some guys that I reached out to Liam, texted him a little bit. And then since the announcement, or since I agreed to terms the other day before my physical, Yaz has been somebody that's texted me back and forth. And I just see him as a leader of this pitching staff, somebody that obviously is a great catcher. Offensively, facing him, I know what he can do at the plate. And I'm excited to hear and learn more from him and how we bounce ideas off of each other. I think that's going to be very influential for our success is to call games. How that we can continue to grow and learn together. I've had a lot of catchers in the past couple of years. I've bounced around from organization to organization, but I'm excited to work with him as somebody that's made me feel comfortable already. And I know that he is a leader of that team. I'm also excited to play alongside of some very talented baseball players that I pitched against and learn how to get out during the postseason. And I know how good that offensive lineup is, and it's exciting to now be on this team.
Wow, that's pretty cool. First of all, feels really nice to talk some baseball here. I'm enjoying the hell out of this. And part of it is because that's a smart and thoughtful guy. And part of it is because, unfortunately, Danny Parkins is ill, you know?
I was going to say, you couldn't just be happy to talk baseball and just move on. We're all happy we're talking baseball. That's what it is. It's the reality of the situation. You don't have to spike the ball on
this. I didn't mean to spike it in terms of that. I just found myself so happy. You're like responding to every cut, every one of these long cuts that Tanny lovingly puts in, going, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, it's just, it's nice. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. But he throws in there, I'm excited to work with some players that I learned how to get out in the postseason. Okay, share with them how you learned that, would you? Yeah, bring some of that Houston scouting report stuff that shut down the offense. Bring some of that with you, would you? That's a nice little benefit. They're so close to being a great organization. They're so close. There's so much that's good about the team. There's so much that's good about the communication. It's just a couple little things would put them over the top. Really, really would. Just hope they fully get there. Man. But anyway, back to more Parkinslessness. What did the White Sox learn in the postseason, Kendall Graveman? You tell us. Okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. See, there's a texter. I'm getting really sick of the White Sox being a half-assed team financially. That's part of it. They're so close. So damn close. And it's a really interesting dude, and I'm glad to hear him talk. While Tanium hustles to get that other cut in, let me say this as I squeeze in a little more baseball stuff before we transition to Bulls and Adam Amin at the top of the hour. Cub fans who are freaking out about Wilson Contreras being traded, I don't decode emojis as well as perhaps some of my younger brethren. His emojis that he put out, was it Instagram or was it Twitter?
Where this is Twitter. Okay. We have four emojis here to
okay.
decode.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Two unique emojis Four total.
Okay, four total emojis. The order is important. The language barrier creates an opportunity to simply use the emojis to say what you're saying. And as always, the emojis let you be very vague about what you might actually mean and think, if anything at all.
Correct. So we have one plane.
Okay, we have a plane.
On the ascent.
Okay, a plane rising is the first emoji from Wilson Contreras.
The second emoji is a plane on the ascent.
So two...
Still rising.
Okay, now...
I don't know if this is two separate planes, if this is the same plane that's just rising twice.
Is he really just trying to put the takeoff into perspective here? Double takeoff.
We have a third plane on the descent.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Those are all in a row.
Correct. And then the fourth plane also on the descent. So this could be two planes taking off and landing at the same time.
Okay.
Or this is just doubly ascent and then descent. So
okay, it's really trying to
different ways we can look at.
He's trying to hammer home the arc, the narrative arc of the emoji storyline here.
So Wilson Contreras is either on the way out or more presumably so, Wilson Contreras is headed on vacation.
On vacation.
Correct. Yeah. Where I tend to lean. He's just headed to maybe Jamaica or something like that.
Sure. Maybe he's going to go to Turks and Caicos.
Let me check his Instagram.
Yeah. See, there you go. There you go. Do a little social media decoding, and we'll try to figure it out. Four emojis, but only two unique ones. Double takeoff, double landing. Could be Venezuela.
I think Wilson Contreras deleted his Instagram when he got caught DMing porn stars. I can't find him here.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he DM'd a couple porn stars.
That's a tough look.
Yeah.
Especially
for a married guy.
That is a tough, tough look. Texter is trying to help us decode the emojis. He must have made a connecting flight.
While in the air, though, there would have to be a descent after the first ascent if he made a connecting flight.
That's true. Like ascent, descent, and then another ascent and another descent. This is the important stuff, folks. We will stay on top of this.
Real quick, Twitch on the Theo 21. I know he's Venezuelan. You don't have to go back to your home country on vacation.
You're allowed
to go to Jamaica.
You're allowed to go to Jamaica.
Right.
In fact, it's easier to go to Jamaica. It's also easier to make your own chicken sandwich, but that is an entirely different topic.
Less of a chance you'd be killed by the government in Jamaica, by the way.
And also if you make your own chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, much less of a chance. Because you could be killed by the government out there at chicken corners if you're not careful. Here's that last Kendall Graveman talking about what the White Sox might have learned from the postseason.
Yeah, I learned that every out is magnified in the postseason. I learned that there's no need to panic. And I think that a young team has a tendency to, even when their back's against the wall or you're down a few games, to stress and add extra stress on every pitch in the game, instead of going out and having fun and just playing the game the way you have throughout 162. That's one thing I learned when I was with the Astros is those guys continued to play and was acting like it was a regular season game, even in the situation that when I was with Houston, we found ourselves in down a few games to the Red Sox. So that was the benefit of playing. And I want to carry that, and that's who I want to be. In the postseasons to come.
Did you notice that kind of difference between the Astros and the White Sox in terms of experience and what you could benefit from that in that series?
You know, I didn't because I wasn't in the locker room, but I know that the guys in the White Sox locker room, there's no way that they didn't experience through that process and then being able to take it forward into this season and beyond. Because I know I did, even with the loss in the World Series, that personally, you have to be able to move forward and learn from those experiences. And I know that the leadership on this team, just watching it from the outside, that there are a few leaders that are going to make sure that moving forward, that they're a different team going into the postseason.
Good stuff from Kendall Graveman talking about what he learned in the postseason and what the White Sox could potentially learn from the postseason. Some excellent decoding going on from the texters about the four emoji sentence sequence that Wilson Contreras put out there. Here's one. He has way too many layovers clearly on this trip. Is he getting traded to Malaysia? I hope not.
That plane would be lost anyway.
Yeah, it lost immediately. Here's another one. Willie took off. The in-flight refueler then took off. He refueled in the air. The in-flight refueler then landed, and then the plane landed. That is entirely possible. Another guy says that Ed Wilson did like a tweet today by Bob Nightingale about the On Gomes signing and how Wilson could become a nice trade piece. Interesting.
So dramatic, man. Pay attention to me. Look at me. Look at me.
Who, Wilson?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's the unnecessary cat-like reflexes should have told you that that's how the man plays baseball and goes about his life.
Huh, but does he have the nerves of a cat burglar? Oh. I don't think so.
No, only one guy does on The Score or really anywhere, and that man plays third baseman, plays third base for the Odyssey softball team.
And there's a swing and a foul ball, and Reardon makes his third catch right up against the screen. No tag. I tell you, this kid's got the nerves of a cat burglar.
Yes, he does.
My God, Gio, man. He's been,
you know, Shane Reardon is burgling cats all over this land. Yes, he is. A little later on, I will tell you why, and you'll hear from some people involved that will back it up, why I don't think Wilson Contreras is going anywhere. I could be wrong, but I'll tell you why and give you some audio to back that up. We'll do that later on. But now it's time to turn to the Bulls and a little bit of Bears with Adam Amin. Keep it right here on Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.